one of the two sisters who mourned for the murdered deity Osiris. Nephthys was one of the original gods in the genealogy of Egyptian divinities defined by the priest of Heliopolis. Born from the union of Geb and Nut, she was the fourth one after Osiris, Isis, Seth, and was the older sister of blind Horus. The goddess Nephthys mainly features in the narratives as a devoted companion of her sister Isis, but she was also a protective deity in funerary rituals who attended mummies and mortuary biers, watching over the dead through the dark underworld and to wail for them. Nephthys was usually pictured as a kite or as a woman with outstretched falcon wings, a symbol of protection. She has on her crown the hieroglyphs of her name, which are the signs of a sacred temple enclosure and that of mistress. Therefore, the meaning of her Egyptian name is Mistress of the House or Lady of the Temple Enclosure. Let's note here that a house in her name is not meant to make any allusion to her home, but to her heavenly temple. While the enclosure may refer to her protective role as she was represented by pylons outside her temple. And just like the pylons and walls protected the inner temple, Nephthys protected the souls of the ancient Egyptians. Her relationship with the Ark reminded the ancient Egyptians of the lamentations usually offered for the dead by wailing women. So it's easy to see how Nephthys came to be related with death and putrefaction from an early period. She was regularly invoked during funeral services. Since then, Nephthys became involved with the mortuary cult in every generation, a practice that later gave birth to professional mourners known as the Arks of Nephthys. Being the sister of Isis and especially Osiris, Nephthys is a deity who symbolizes the death experience, just like Isis represented the birth experience. Her magical skills were similar to those of her sister, and thus many scholars conceived her as a mirror image of Isis and started picturing them together as twin sisters. We mentioned earlier that Nephthys was a goddess of the dead providing assistance to their souls, because she was so helpful to those in the afterlife that she earned the epithet, Friend of the Dead. Not only she could watch over the deceased, but also bring their news back to the living to comfort their families in their time of grief. Alongside Isis, Neith, and the scorpion goddess Selket, Nephthys guards the remains of the dead, for they are mentioned in the pyramid scriptures as the four goddesses watching over the pharaoh's mummified body and organs. This was actually proven when their images were found inside the tomb of Tutankhamun as the guardians of his canopy vessels. Nephthys never enjoyed the privileges of the high status of her sister, and while it may be true that her worship was never on par with that of Isis, her status was consistently quite impressive throughout the history of Egypt and was no less important in Egyptian religion. In spite of her unwilling nominal pairing with Seth as his wife, Nephthys seems to have lived with her sister, which led to her frequent association with the cults of Osiris and Isis. Perhaps because of a dubious marriage in which she was forbidden a child by Seth, she is depicted as a substitute woman with no genitalia representing the usual barren desert. However, the only child credited to her was the mortuary god Anubis, whose father was in reality Osiris as recorded in the Osiris myth. Though she doesn't appear in many stories, the goddess Nephthys is best known for the part she played in the Osiris myth, as we cannot talk about her without mentioning her and Isis, the two sisters who searched for the dismembered body of Osiris after he was ruthlessly murdered by his brother Seth. For those of you who are not familiar with the story, well, it all begins when Seth became jealous of his brother's power and success. Horus the Elder is never mentioned in this story, but Seth and Nephthys war seem fairly insignificant at first until Nephthys appears to play a very crucial role. A few texts mention the trickery she made use of to seduce Osiris, for she changed herself to resemble her sister to sleep with the god, and from their union Anubis was born. In fear of Seth learning about her love affair and then being driven to kill the child, Nephthys pleaded with Isis to adopt Anubis as her own son. When Seth finally found out, he was already resentful of Osiris being successful, but now, believing that his brother had an affair with his wife provided an even better motive to kill him. As he planned, Seth got rid of Osiris then took the throne. A short time later, Nephthys gave birth to a son whom she abandoned to die, but he was found and raised by the goddess Isis. Nephthys would later be portrayed as both betraying and then helping Isis in her efforts to restore her husband to life. When Seth was out looking for the body of Osiris, he found Nephthys, who was charged by her sister to protect it while she went off searching for remedies to revive him. Unfortunately enough, Seth managed to get from his wife the place where Isis had hidden Osiris and hacked the body into pieces, throwing them across the land and into the river. When Isis returned, her sister tearfully told her what had happened and offered to help in any way possible. The goddesses were able to put him back together and were present during his mummification done by Anubis. After which, in the form of kites, both sisters watched over the mummy of Osiris to protect him from further attacks. The linen bandages that were used to wrap up mummies like Osiris in this case were called the tresses of Nephthys, as they were in a certain way associated to the goddess. During the time when it became common practice to identify the dead with the god Osiris, Isis and Nephthys started to be shown standing on either side of a coffin like they did for their brother. At the Osirian festival in the city of Heliopolis, two women representing both goddesses will recite a poem known as the Lamentations of Isis and Nephthys, which recreates the moment they worked together to bring Osiris back to life. In the passionate lamentation sung during this ritual, Nephthys describes herself as the precious sister of Osiris and seems to play a minor role in the rise of her nephew, Horus the Younger. In the Book of the Dead, she often stands with her sister behind the throne of Osiris presiding over the final judgment. And even though originally spoken at religious ceremonies only, the lamentations of Isis and Nephthys were now included in the Egyptian Book of the Dead and was recited at the Egyptian funerals. It was in this capacity that Nephthys came to be regarded as a friend of the dead, who walked with the souls in the afterlife as their guardian for the eternity, an epithet that made her such an important deity to the people. The Osiris myth was so important to the ancient Egyptians on so many levels. It illustrated core values of harmony, order, divine intervention in human affairs, trust, and how even the gods could give in to temptations. But no matter what, harmony and order would always be restored. The death and resurrection of Osiris provided a divine template for the passage of all human beings on an eternal journey through life and into the afterlife. Many saw the goddess Nephthys as a personification of sunset and darkness. She was particularly prayed to at twilight for protection, especially for the sun to rise again in the morning as it would encounter the monster serpent Apophis when traveling into the underworld. As a primeval goddess of Kemet, she was a member of a tribunal of nine deities of immense power, the Aeneid of Heliopolis. Contrary to some scholars' assertions that she was never widely worshipped in Egypt, her temples were found in every region long before she became associated with death, and they only grew more numerous afterwards. These were quite common when she became an extremely important divinity from the pre-dynastic period throughout the Ptolemaic dynasty, which was the last dynasty to rule Kemet before it became a province of Rome. Based in some account, Nephthys was viewed as a morbid but crucial force of heavenly transition, which means that the pharaoh was stronger for his journey to the afterlife because of her intervention, and the same divine power was applied to the people who started considering this divinity a necessary companion in their death. According to the pyramid scriptures, the two sisters was a force whose magical spells were needed for navigating the various levels of Duat, the Egyptian afterlife. Although being frequently depicted as a mirror or the twin sister of Isis, Nephthys had a life and status of her own which was just as worthy of veneration. By the time of Ramesses II, she was so popular that she was mentioned in scriptures without allusion to neither Seth or Isis. And once Nephthys became associated with the afterlife and the linen that was used to mummify a corpse, she was believed to be able to breathe life back into a soul on its final journey. The Kemetic goddess Nephthys came to represent a promise of a helper waiting in the afterlife to look after your soul, reassuring the living in that matter that death was nothing to be scared of. The realm of the dead was only a new land one traveled to, and the old friends like Nephthys would be waiting to offer protection and guidance in death as they did throughout life. I hope you've enjoyed watching another video on Egyptian mythology, so if you have any suggestion you would like to make, let me know in the comment section. And as always, stay curious.